Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Eskom met sy wins vir die finansiële jaar meer as verdubbel tot 30.3 miljard. Hoofsaaklik danksy die beëindiging van peerkrag natuurlik en 'n besparing van 10,6 miljard rand op diesel vir gasturbines. Tog staan die onderneming voor nuwe uitdagings. Kragverkope het met meer as 6% gedaal. Industriële verbruik amper 'n kwart laer en onbetaalde munisipale skuld het tot op 119 miljard rand opgeskiet en meer word natuurlik verwag. Caleb Kassim, uitgaande finansiële hoof van Eskom, gesels nou met ons. Good evening, Caleb. Welcome to the show. Looking at the savings on diesel and the end of load shedding, how much of this profit recovery is sustainable operationally versus a once-off recovery in power availability?
Good evening, Dennis, to you and your listeners. I think firstly, you know, it's the second year of profitability coming off that restated 14 billion to 30 billion. And you will recall last year we had that big SARS refund in our primary energy. We don't have that this year. And I think operationally, firstly, you know, some 450 days with no interruptions in supply. And we do see that our diesel costs will drop further this financial year. But it's going to be not to the extent as the 10 billion you included. So where do we see the sustainable profits coming from? I think number one, we must deliver on our core and efficiency programs. We delivered 22 billion in FY26. That needs to extend, so we deliver 112 billion over the next 5 years. And I think the other key part is with the drop in sales, we need initiatives to return some of the industrial sales volumes.
So there's actually no other way to put it. The financial figures look really impressive, but electricity sales volumes dropped by more than 6%, sharp decline of 23% in the industrial sector. How does the Eskom plan to turn around this trend, maybe a long-term trend, of declining demand, especially as large consumers and households increasingly move off-grid?
Yeah, so I think definitely let's acknowledge that, you know, we got embedded generation solar rooftops, about 8 gigawatts. We've got IPPs to the national programs of some 8 gigawatts, and we see bilaterals going forward. So I think number one, let's accept domestic sales will be pressurized, but we need to retain these baseload customers because they need 24/7 supply. And that is where, in terms of the spare capacity that we have now on the generation fleet, some 2 to 3 gigawatts, in a short period, Tinus, we can offer some discounted prices, but it's only available for 3 to 5 years. Going forward, we would need to find other solutions to sustain these industries, and we also are hoping that those economic environments and their prices that they're receiving for their commodities will change through the cycles to have more sustainable industrial sales going forward.
Then, Caleb, municipal debt remains a millstone. 119 billion threatening to exceed 350 billion rand if there's no intervention. What concrete measures are being taken right now to prevent these unpaid bills from completely derailing Eskom's plans, maybe?
Yeah, I fully agree. We've highlighted that as the existential risk for Eskom. I think three things that are happening. We've got the distribution agency agreements to work in partnership with the municipalities to transfer skills so they can stand on their own feet in 3 to 5 years. The Minister of Finance has introduced equitable share that is withheld from these defaulting municipalities to pay not only Eskom but water boards. We've seen the benefit of that come through on the city of Joburg settling the 5.2 billion rand. And I think the last one, you know, in terms of the ERTTE and National Treasury looking at a designated work stream on the restructuring of the industry to solve the sustainability of the municipalities, but fully agree 358 will nullify the 230 billion debt relief that we received. It's not sustainable. There's no organization that is sustainable by selling a product and not being paid for it.
Please allow me a personal question here at the end. You've played a pivotal role in steering Eskom through some of its toughest financial waters. Now we hear that you're retiring as CFO at the end of the year. What foundations are you leaving behind for your successor? And what's the single biggest financial risk that lies ahead for Eskom?
So I think first and foremost, you know, the balance sheet has been delivered to some 320 billion at the end of June. I think that has to continue. You got the support of the board, the minister and National Treasury. I think focus on your cost efficiencies and look to maintain your baseload sales domestically and the opportunities in the region. So it is going to be tough. I think, as I've indicated, I do foresee a pressure on, and reducing some profits marginally in 27, but you can still be profitable going forward. Focus on efficiencies and your sales trajectory. Maintain that at about 180 terawatt hours.
Caleb, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Caleb Kasim. Hy is die uitgaande finansiële hoof van Eskom.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.